Start again. Umiyah Mashmul Hachi. Dav Pedal and Mabes. Umiyah Mashmul Hachi, we are telling the mission. Matabatinik Mushlach im Rav Kusim Kusiv, im Rav Yishol Yishol, Nechsal Nechsa Yishol. Let's say it's 50-50 Yishol. The Amarav Rav says, Lashmul Lahachayos. What's over here? The Nafmin is Jew not. The only Nafmin over here, is Lahachayos. Lahachayos means that do we keep him alive? Lachayosai, to keep the Shabbos, we learned this before about a shar, an axe. If our axe gores his axe, we only pay chatzi nezek. If he's a guy, then we're potter. That's the other way around. Let's say his axe gores our axe. If he was a Gentile, then he would be chayav nezek shalem. If he is a yid, then he only pays chatzi nezek. So when it says over here that we find him mechsal mechsal, he has the status of a yisrael, it does not mean he gets an aliyah. He does not get an aliyah in the Beis HaKnesses, but it means over here is that he's a Yisrael b'nogeya v'halacha. We say that he's a Yisrael, that if his axe gores our axe, he only has to pay chatzi nezek, because he can say, I'm a Yisrael. Prove that I'm not a Yisrael. And when you prove that I'm not a Yisrael, then you'll get from me the nezek shol and vayta. Aval liachas eloi. Shmuel says, here's what we need. Shmuel says, Amar lefakech levesagal Rashi. Ushmul Amar, Lefakech Levesagal Kamar the Imrav Yisrael Avo Memersal Mersa, Loi, the Kol Shekain Brev Kusim. He holds no. The only time we say that it is going to be called a Yid, Lesafik, is only to go and take away the building to try to save his life. But when it comes to Kamar the Imrav Yisrael Avo Memersal Mersa Loi, the Kol Shekain Brev Kusim. So what's the Kasha? Shmuel over here says, what exactly over here is the kash? Tomorrow we'll start off with Shmuel. Shmuel was one who says that we don't follow pikuach nefesh achar harayif. Umi amar Shmuel hachi, the Shmuel said that we do not follow roif. Here we have Shmuel, and Shmuel says, lefakech alavesagal, again the tabrash, kamar dim roif yisrol, ois b'bach, the bach says Shmuel amar dim roif yisrol avol, but let's say he's not roif yisrol, that we do not say, so what's the kasha? So it's talking very good. It's talking exactly what I understand. What's the most cash? Let's see over the person over here in the Masifta. Shechayshim Shema Yisrael Hu Mechalim Musa Shabbos. Let's see. Yesh Ladaik Mikan. I'm going to go here the person in the Masifta. Shebe Mechsal Mechsa V'Kol Shekein Im Rubam Nachim Ein Hadin Kein V'Loi Mifakchim Harei Sheshmul Seve Sheholchim Bepir Kuch Nefesh Acha Harayv. That by the Kuch Nefesh Harei Sheshmul Seve Sheholchim Bepir Kuch Nefesh Acha Harayv. That we do go Basar Raif. The deek over here is the only time that we're going to save this person's life is only if the majority of people are Yidden. But let's say it's Mechsal Mech, so let's say it's Raif Kusim, then we go Basar Raif. We go Basar Raif, even Mechsal Mechsa, and we do not save his life. Hear what he's saying over here? The only time we're going to save the life of this baby is where the majority of the people in the community are Yidden. But let's say it's 50-50, or let's say the majority of the people in the community are Gentiles. We're not going to save the life of this baby. We're going to assume the baby is a Gentile. So what do we see from this? That we go Basar Roiv Afilu Legabe Bikuach Nefesh. We follow the majority. And if you are on the wrong side of the majority, you lose. Kasha. Shmuel said that we don't go Basar Roiv. Shmuel said, as long as there's a 1% chance there's a Yid is here, we save his life. And here Shmuel says, we're only going to save the life of the person only when the majority are Yidden. But if the majority are not Yidden, even Mil Samel, we're not going to save the life. We have a contradiction in the words of Shmuel. Harakasha, I saw today that Shmuel was a Gilgal, the Rambam. The Rambam is a Gilgal of Shmuel. Did you ever hear that before? You ever heard that before?
Fascinating.
You ever hear that at Gilgal? Who am I a Gilgal of? Who are you? You're not a Gilgal. Only people that I mean.
Hopefully we're fresh in the shamas, brand new.
They say no one's fresh anymore. We're all stale. They say no one fresh in the shamas anymore. Everyone already is just.
I never understood that whole concept, because if you're coming to correct something, sometimes you can, not only are you not correcting, but you're making things worse.
So you come back again. This whole thing about Gilgal is totally, it is usur. How could people talk about this? The Malbim, this, they have no understanding what these things are about. Let's go by them.
Let's go by them.
It's not a kasha. Areish admar. Imroiv kusim kusi. Oh my, no, we're going, Shmuel is not, it's not true. Shmuel taka holds that you do not go bust a roif. And Shmuel holds that you're always going to save, no matter what. Oh, but when Shmuel over here says you go bust a roif, what is he referring to? The safe of the Braisa. What is in the Braisa? Imroiv kusim kusi. If most are going with a kusi, oh my, Shmuel ule'in pikuach nefesh, ainu kain. Pumfakert. Imroiv kusim kusi. Shmuel is just the opposite. Look at Rashi. Rashi over here says, in other words, you're making a mistake. When Shmuel said, Shmuel is going on the end of the Braisa, not on the race of the Braisa, and a male, when he made his statement, it comes out just the opposite. That according to the Tanakama, if most of the people there, over there, is talking about the Mominus. If most of the people are Kusim, is a Kusi. So Shmuel says, yeah, that's Taka Chu Binogea. Mominus. When we get Mominus, we go Bosser Roif. But when it comes to Bikuach Nefesh, we do not go Bosser Roif. So the bottom line is, Shmuel is consistent. Shmuel always holds that we do not go Bosser Roif when it comes to Bikuach Nefesh. Now, the Gemara goes weiter. Im Roif Kusim Kusi. If most of them are Kusim L'mayhi L'mayhi. So Amra Papa Lo Halchiloi Neveilois. So it says, if most are Kusim, means you can feed him non-kosher meat. Im Roif Yisrael Yisrael L'mayhi L'chasa. That you can give back an Aveda. Mechzal Mechza, Yisrael Lamai Hilchasa. If he's 50-50, so we say he's going to be called, if he's going to be a Yid, Amresh Lakish Lenizokin. It's going for Nizokin. What do you mean Nizokin? Let's see, the more explains. Hechidami, Inemo de Nakhe Tarati Don, Lutarati Day. If our ox scores his ox, Nesir, in other words, we want to be potter. He wants us to pay. Nesir raya v'nishkol hamaytzi mechaveroi olav haraya. So if our ox goes and gores his ox, so if he was a goy, we would be potter. If he's a yid, we're chayif. So we're potter. Let him bring a raya that he's a yid, and he'll get his money. So you write the Gemara, so the case going where his axe gored our axe. Therefore, if he's a guy, he has to pay Nezek Sholem. He's a Yid, he pays Chatzi Nezek. So we cannot force him to pay more than Chatzi Nezek. We're the ones that have to bring a raya that he is a guy. Half he gives. Idach palga, the other half, name olay, we say to him, I say raya de lav Yisrael, ana ushakol. So nachmul, the case lo yitzrich, the nechet hori didei, our ox, I'm sorry, the nechet hori didei, his ox, le tori didon. Palga, yohiv lay. 50 he has to give. Idach palga, the other 50%, name olay, he will say to the Yid, I see Raya, bring a Raya, the Lav Yisrael Ano V'shkol. If his ox gores a regular Yid's ox, he only has to pay Chatzi Nezek. He can say to the Yid, you want me to pay Nezek Sholem like I'm a Goy? I have a halachic status as a Yid. They found me in a Mokon where it's Paul Gmechzel Mechza. They passed and I'm a Yid. Mela, I'm not paying you more than Chatzi Nezek, like a Yid. If you want me to pay you Nezek Sholem, like a Kusi, you have to prove that I'm not a Yid. Since when they found me in the fire department, I was Palga, they paskin, I'm a Yid. That means when it comes to Nezokin, I'm a Yid, and I only pay Chatzi Nezek, I do not pay Nezek Sholem, unless you can prove that I'm not a Yid. Next. Mi shenofal olav mapoiles. It says you can clear it on Shabbos. My kama, lomi bai kama, lomi bai yitzavik husham, yitzavik inasham. It goes without saying. We do not know if he's there or not there. The iso chayhu, because if taka he's underneath the building, he's alive. The mefakhin, there's a reasonable assumption that this person is alive. You go and you can do mechal Shabbos. Elo the chiddush of here is the afilu yitzavik chay yitzavik meis. Even in a situation where it's a 50-50, he's alive, not alive. Even there, so like a stake sveika. You have a stake sveika. Number one, who says he's buried under the building? Maybe he's not here altogether. And even if he's taka buried under the building, there's only a 50% possibility, based on our expert analysis, that he's alive. So it's a stake sveika. So therefore, you would say that on Shabbos, Tamachal Shabbos, have a stake sveika. Let's say it's a triple sveika. First of all, who says there's a person here? Number two, who says he's alive? Number three, even if he's alive, who says he's a yid? So the answer is a triple sveika. Triple sveika. And yet, even in this case,
yeah, at the beginning of Perek HaMafkid, I feel that may the other magnets of Israel are well managed to prepare the deck of that Venus also. I will also be aiming the Nignava, and you find the guy who said he might have been not, a whole bunch of questions over there also. Okay.
Three sveikas, and the bottom line over here is therefore the halach is going to be, you go and you save him. Next, mitzu chai mifachin. Let's say they find that he's alive, they uncover the stones, and they detect that he is breathing. You remove all of the stones. Let's say he's dead, let him stay there. Mitzu chai pshit. Of course, if you go and you uncover the stone over his head, and you see that he's breathing, of course you have to remove all of the stones to release him. What's the chiddush? The Gemara answers, let us say you make an evaluation and he's alive, but there's no way in the world he's going to live more than 5 minutes. So, or let's say an hour, whatever it is, he's not going to live very long. Therefore, why should we bother to be mechalel Shabbos to extract him? He's not going to make it more than a few minutes. So why waste your time? You find him alive, and you have an expert analysis that he's not going to live more than a couple of minutes. So don't be mechal Shabbos. The Gemara says, no. The chiddush is afilu lechayei shah. I don't know if you remember, we had this whole sugya. What's the whole reason why you're mechal Shabbos to save a person's life? What's the whole lumdus? We had the Gemara, the lumdus of being mechal Shabbos, save someone's life, mutov.
Three or four way machlekes.
Mutov. Sheichalu lov Shabbos achas kedei sheyikaimu Shabbosas harbe. Better.
It's one sheet.
So the coin that lumdis, that's the lumdis. Then why in the world would you want to go save a chayishah? The whole lumdis of a pikuach nefesh does not apply to chayishah according to that lumdis. So obviously.
B'chaybahem.
What was the other reason?
Shmartim is not sheseichem.
So I guess according to those, but you only have there two reasons. Here you don't have chayish, yeah.
For Bris Mila, Chal Shabbos for one Ava is really for the whole body.
Okay, so that's the chish over here. Even though it's only chayishah, you need Chal Shabbos. Next, in Mace Yani Yichu, let's say he's dead, let him be. Fnek the Gemara Hanami Peshitu. What's the chiddush? The Gemara answers, Tzricho, that Yehuda ben Lachish, and Tanya, in Matzilus, and Shmace, and Mead Leika. The chiddush over here is that you may think that a dead body, you should be Chal Shabbos to save a dead body. Why should you be Chal Shabbos to save a dead body? Why should you do so? The reason why you should do so is because because the person who is the relative of the dead body will be distraught. They'll be distraught and they'll be mechal Shabbos. They'll do the worst thing. Let's see, if he's dead, yani chuhu, let him remain there. Frek the mahonami pshito, it's pasha. Of course, you should let him be there. The Gemara says, no, Leitzrichol, Rabbi Yehudit ben Lokash, Tutanya ben Ein, Matzilu Nesameis, Vemesha Almead Leika. Tanakama says, you're not allowed to save a dead body because of a fire. Om Rabbi Yehudit ben Lokash, Shamati, Shamatzilu Nesameis, Vemead Leika. You are allowed to. Ve'afil Rabbi Yehudit ben Lokash, Loikamar, even if Rabbi Lakshah says you're not allowed to save, Ella mitach shodan bol al-meisoi, ila sharis le osil lichbuye, he'll come to put out the fire. So according to Yehudim and Lakish, he says that you're not allowed to save a dead body. Why not? Why? Moving a dead body is muktzah. Why? Because if we're going to let you save the dead body, you may come to the Mechal Shabbos to Eraisa by putting out the fire. When is there a concern that you may come to the Mechal Shabbos to Eraisa? When there's a fire. Here, there is no fire. Here, it's only total muktzah. Avul hachi, iloy sharis lay, my islay lemevad. What is going to happen? Nothing. There's no fire over here in this case. So therefore, in this case, that's the point we want to go make over. We want to make over here halacha that everyone agrees. Everyone agrees in this case that you're not allowed to move the body. Nachmul gemar v'yemeis, you find the body dead. Yani chum hanam b'shita lo tzricha Rabbi Yehuda ben Blokish. The Tanya Tanakama says ein matzilin es ameis me'ad leika. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Blokish. No, you are allowed to. There's a dead body and there's a fire in its way. You're allowed to move the dead body. So we would say the same way that Rabbi Yehuda Lakish allows the person to move a dead body because of a fire. Likewise, he allows the person to move a dead body when he's under a mapoiles. That's why this brisa comes to teach you incorrect. The only time Rabbi Yehuda Lakish was matir to move a dead body, it's bedavka by a fire. Because if you don't let the person move the body, he may come to do a davar chomer ad me'oit. He may come to a chil shabbos deraisa by putting out the fire. That reason does not apply by a mapoiles, because there is no fire. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, that lets a person move a dead body because of a deleika, we need our mishnah to teach you that in this case it's categorically also with no heter whatsoever. Good? Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish shemati shematzil zal meis bunei leikav. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda tohir gomaz. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish loy kam el mitach hashad baolam ma'isa. Iloy sharis loy asad lechbi avul hafol loy. Iloy sharis loy mai ma'isil mevad. So therefore we're going to allow him. Therefore that's why we do not allow in this case under no circumstance. Turn up on. Ad heichonu boydik. Now we have to analyze it when you open my playlist to go and investigate where if he's alive. What exactly do you look to and where is the simonim of a person? This gemara is the sugya of brain death. This is the sugya. Where is a person's person? Is it in the head or is it in the heart? Are you checking the person's breathing, which is the heart or the brain? Ton rabbanon ad heichon hu boydik. Ad choytmai, you check the nose. V'ye sham some say ad liboy, the heart. Let's see Rashi. Rashi was ad hechnu boydik im doim elameis she'en amazes evarav ad hechon hu mefakech ledas hames. Until where do you inspect to know the truth? Isn't that amazing? Rashi's words. Nachamo ad hechnu boydik im doim elameis. If the body looks like it's doime, the body has similarity to a dead body. She'enoi mezes evodav, it does not move. And hechenu mefakech, until where do you inspect lodas ho'emes, to know the truth. At choytmoy, v'im ein chiyos b'choytmoy, she'enoi moitzi ruach vaday mez v'yanichu. The nose, put a feather. You put a feather by the nostrils, and you see if air comes out of the nostrils. Okay? I always carry on the feather, just for this purpose. I always carry on the tape measure, make sure everyone is 2 inches below the knee, and I carry around a feather, you know, just to make sure everyone's alive. Okay, ad choytmai, v'im ein chiyus v'choytmai, she'en moitzi ruach v'ad v'aday meis, v'yani chuhu, and you leave him be. Hachi garasin, amen apapa, machlegis v'lamad nevayid, v'ayesham ad liboy, until the heart. Now, what is until the heart? What is he over here on the side of the Gemara on Ois Beis? Girsas, Rabbeinu Chanano, Harif, Harosh ad Tiburoi. You should inspect until the navel. Okay. Ulegiris zu nicha bepshitos. Yoy said the divrei hagemor lekamam b'samach. Neima hani tenoi kani tenoi. Ve'ain ke ein zev soita memhei. Ve'ain b'yifeinayim shebir hagirsa shalufanenu. Ve'ain oid bebeis b'habachiru lemeiri. Okay. Vaiter. Ad liboy. What is over here in the mefarish over here in the Masifta, it says here, ad liboy, v'im einoi poem b'vadai humeis v'anichu, doesn't really explain. Let's see the Gemara weiter. Now, let's say bodak u'motza elyonim meis. Now, let's say there's a pile. There's a pile of dead bodies. And you do a bedika and you find the elyonim are meisim. Lo yoimar, a person should not say, why bother to check the tachtoinim? Lo yoimar, kvar meisu atachtoinim. Because you never know. You never know. Even though the elyonim are not moving, maybe may very well be that the tachtoinim are still alive. Maisa hoya. There's a barvusta maisa. A barvusta maisa umitzoi elyonim meisim v'tachtoinim chayim. There was some type of situation where the people on the top were dead in the bottom. So this is amazing over here. That's what we're hoping for in Florida. That the elyonim, even though unfortunately the elyonim have been found, maybe they are tachtoinim, they're still alive. Neima hani tenai kani tenai, like this tenoim. So the, over here, the inspection over here is: do we check the heart or do we check the nostrils? Mehechon havlad noitzer, meiroshay from the head, shenemar mimei imi from the womb of my mother. Ata goizi, you have. What's the word goizi? Goizi means you have formed me. Do we have a translation to this word over here? Rashi, Rashi over here doesn't really tell us part of the Gemara's drasha. Doesn't say the drasha, goizi. Let's go look over here. I want to go look over the previous Rashi. Let's go back to the previous Rashi one more time. I want to pop up. No, that's next. That's the next piece of Gemara. That's not this next Gemara. I think that's the next piece of Gemara. Papa, right? You drew me out. I think when the goizi means you drew me, you pulled me out. The Gemara is making a drasha. The word goizi comes in the letter of nazir. Nazir roishai. Here on the head. The Omer gizi nazireich v'hashlichi. Cut off your hair and throw it away. It means to cut off, to cut off. So what do we see? We see the word goizi is associated with the head. So therefore, this is an indication that the person's chiyus is in the head. Aba shol Omer. Miti buroi, a person begins to be created from the tibur, from the navel. Umishlech shadosh of elich ve'elich to all parts of the body. So therefore, we want to suggest that that's machlekes. These are the two opinions. The words no, I feel to him abashol adka like abashol hasam elin yitzira. When it comes to creation, life begins in the tibur, but when it comes to death, death ends in the navel. It ends in the nose. Adkan loy kamar abashol el hasam avolinyan hasam elin yitzira. The whole midei mimitziose mitzar. Everything comes from the center. Avol inyan pikuach nefesh. When it comes to pikuach nefesh, afil abashol moidei. When it comes to pikuach nefesh, in abashol mitz. The eager chiyusam biape, the eager chiyus biape, who the siv kol asher nishmas ruach elokim biapov. That's where life is. Okay, so it's not a kasha. Okay, so now over here, there are two parts to inspection. Either it's going to be the navel, or it's going to be the nose. You're inspecting these things to see if something is going on. And the over here wants to say, wanted to suggest that this machlekes of inspection is told machlekes of where does a person's life begin. And the Gemara says it's not a raya. The man diyama that says that you check the nose, it's not a kasha, because there's a difference between the beginning of life and the end of life. It can very well be that life begins in the navel, but a person, once he is alive, he remains online until there is no breath in the navel. Next Gemara, I'm going to pop up. Machlokes mimata lamala. The machloikis goes mimata lamala, avo mimala lamala, came on the bodak lay at choitmoy, but if he's inspecting from mimala lamata, up to down, came on the bodak lay at choitmoy, shuv ainer tzarech. The chsev kol asher nishmas ruachayim bi'apov, you're done. Let's see the Rashi. I'm gonna pop up. Machloikis, mimata lamala, machloikis, the hanach tanoi, the maramar one says ad liboy, umaramar at choitmoy, mimata lamala. Shemitzoi derech margulaysav. Where did you find the person? Where did you find? You first found him by the feet. Tzachila. Uboidek v'hoylech. And you inspect. Klapireshe. You inspect moving up to the head. Demaramar. Believe yesh lahavchein. Once you get to the heart, you're done. Im yesh v'chiyos. Shemishmosoi deifek esham. That's where the heart is beating. Umaramar no atchoit moi. even though it appears the heart is not beating, still go higher up until the nostrils. The zimim, the ein chius, nikar b'libay v'nikar b'chaytmer. So he's saying over here is that the ikar, no, he's saying the best determination is the nose. So once you inspect the nose, that's for sure. So everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that if you inspect the nose, that's going to be the ultimate symptom if he's alive or not. The machlokes over here is, let's say you inspect the lave, or the lave, then is that already a decisive indication? One says yes, one says not. So back to him over here. Nachum on the Gemara over here says, machlokes mimata lamala, going from the legs, going up. Avol mamalo lamata. When you're going from mamalo lamata, came the bodily at chaytmoy shuv einet zochel siv kol asher nishmas ruach chayim be'apof. Next, ukvar hoyer bishmo Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah mahalchem b'derech v'levi hasador. Who is this person? Ois gimel v'levi hasorad perish goin. Yesh oim shahoy ois the big day sorod. He made the big day sorod for the Mishkan, right? The big day of the Mishkan, therefore nikra sered. Oisha yoisa clay sorod kigoin mitsudos. He made traps. Okay, v'levi hasador. What a big day sorod. What are big day sorod? Big day sorod means the what we learn in the positive of machlek is rishonim. It means garments that we use to store the kelim of the Mishkan, the menorah, the mizbeach, the karashim. When they traveled in the desert, they would be big day sarad. They temporarily used to store and to cover the kelim. Others say big day sarad means clothing for the kohanim when they were not on duty. When you did the avoida, you put on the vidikud. When you're not on duty, you wore these big day sarad. Rabbi Shmuel benoy Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah mahalchen acharem. Nishalo shelo zu bifnehem. Minayin hayno lebikuach nefesh shadoicha es haShabbos. How do you know this principle that bikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos? Here, basic principle. How do you know this principle? The Gemara says, Nane, Rabbi Shmuel v'Amar im b'machteles yimotzi haganav. If you find tunneling the ganav, so what is the halacha? Im b'machteles yimotzi haganav. Then you gotta kill him. Yeah. You gotta kill him. In the machteres, if he's in the tunnel, imotzi aganef, umazeh shesofik al mamun bo, sofik al nefachos bo, you gotta kill him, you take his life, ushvichas tamim mitame eso aretz. It's the worst thing you can possibly do to kill a person. It contaminates the land, the godim l'shchim shetestalik in Yisrael, yet nitin la'atzile b'nafshoi, you're allowed to save your life. So the kal v'chomer lifkoyach lebikuach nefesh shadoicha es haShabbos. If you mechal Shabbos, period. In other words, madoch when it comes to saving your own life. Okay, you're saving your own life. Here you are at home, and your life is being threatened. So you're allowed to save your life by killing someone else. It was only a suffix threat. So certainly, when killing someone is the worst thing you can possibly do in this world. So certainly, when it comes to Shabbos, you have a person that's buried under a pile of rubble, and you want to mechal Shabbos to save him. When you're not causing any shvichas tam, so certainly you can do things to save the person's life. Look at the Rashi. Rashi over here says the word to the whole makor. It's an amazing gemara. The whole makor comes from.
I just don't understand the whole phenomenon. The thing that you're allowed to kill somebody, you're allowed to save somebody. I don't understand that.
Your life is in danger. A person is at home. So this person is a healthy person, and his life is in danger because there's a fellow that's tunneling his way into the person's home. Now, when this guy comes into this fellow's home, there's a 50% possibility that he's gonna try to kill the balabais. He's going to try to kill this person. Right. So this person now is in a matzav of bikuach nefesh. I'm at home, right. I'm minding my own business, and there's someone that's coming to kill me. So I don't know, maybe right. He's not going to kill me. I don't know if he's going to kill me. Maybe not. But right now, my life is in danger. In order to avoid the danger, I'm allowed to go take the other guy's life. I can kill him. Killing him, you realize killing that guy It's the worst thing you can possibly do in this world is to kill someone. Because it's metame the aretz to cause the shechita to depart. But it's mutter. Al achas kama v'kama, if a person's life is in danger and all you have to do to save his life is mechal Shabbos, chil Shabbos is not nearly as severe as ritzicha. So certainly you can mechal Shabbos to save a person's life. Madoch, you can kill someone to save his life, even though it's only a suffix. It's only a suffix if he's really good. It's a suffix. Will this guy be killed? Not. The god of his tunneling his way in. Is he going to kill his victim? I don't know. It's a suffix. You're allowed to kill another human being in order to preserve someone's life. Alachas kama kama, when what you need to do to save someone's life from suffix is not to kill someone, only mechal Shabbos, certainly you can do it. That's the Gemara's Makar. Look at Rashi. Shvichas damim. Shochutar lebal habayis. It is permitted for the bal habayis l'shpoich damay shozer lehatzolas suffik nafshay. To save his life. Well, your life is not in danger 100%. Your life is only in a suffik danger. Exactly the point. Even though the life of the bal habayis is only in the danger of his suffik, he's allowed to take action to prevent the suffik by killing someone. Aveiro chamurihi. Okay, back to the Gemara. Gemara says, let's read the Gemara one more time. The last small line on the page. The last small line. Kvar hoya, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Loz ben Azaria, Palch Maderech, Levi Hasador, Rabbi Shmuel, Benoi, Shel Rabbi Loz ben Azaria, Mahalchen Acharehen. There were five people in this discussion. And what happened? Nishala She'el Zubif Nehem. The question was asked. Minayin, Lipikuach Nefesh Adoich Es HaShabbos. Okay, the famous question. How do you know this basic Yisoid Kol Torah Kula, Pikuach Nefesh Adoich HaShabbos? Na'ano. Spoke up, Rabbi Shmuel v'yomar in b'machteres imotzi agana for mazeh shesavik al mamon bo savik al nefoshes bo. Maybe he's not going to kill the bal habayis, and the only way to solve the problem is to take him out u'shvichas damim. But taking a person's life is the worst thing you can possibly do. Metamei asoretz v'goyrem l'shchino shetestalik miYisrael yet nitan lahatziloi b'nafshoi. You're allowed to do it. Kal v'choymer, pikuach nefesh, shedoicha es ha-shabos. Nan Rabbi Akiva, v'yamar. Another makar, v'chi yozid ish al rei lohargo bi'arma, me'im mizbichi yikochen olomos. So what's this pasuk asking about over here? If a person is a murderer, okay? We have a murderer, or a tzeach, a man is a yozid, ish al rei lohargo, and he's chayiv misa, so you're allowed to kill him, and you can take him off the Mizbech. Let's say this person, he escapes to the Beis HaMikdash, and he goes on the Mizbech, and he's holding on to the Kronois of the Mizbech. You can take him down from the Mizbech and bring him to Beis Din and try him and kill him. What's the Raya? Now, what do you mean Mizbech? Rashi? Me'im im koyin hu shabo la'avod avoida, take him away. V'loy me'al mizbechi im hischil ba'avoida ein mafsik lovoy ledin el mashlim avoidasa. So only when he's im mizbechi. So the Gemara is making a dig over here between im and al. Im here means he wants to do. He has not yet begun the process. But let's say he's me'al mizbechi. He's already engaged in the process. Then what is the law? The law is, don't do anything to him. So what's the raya? The Gemara goes weiter. V'yomer Rabba, Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Loshen Lohonis. Avo l'hachayois. So he elaborates upon this. That's only when it comes time to kill him. When he's chayiv misa. But let's say you want to give him l'hachayois, afilu me'al mizbechi. Rashi, avo l'hachayois. He's going to yodeh l'lamed z'chus al odam. Then you can take him off the Mizbeach. So let's say, in other words, let's go over here. We have a person over here. He's on death row. Right? He did an Avera. And the Bezdin over here is deliberating. What should we do with this fellow? So let's say in the middle of the deliberations, well, let's say there he paskined, that he's chayav misa, and then he escaped, and he goes to the mizbeach, and he goes on top of the mizbeach, and now there's a fellow who has a zuchus, a limud zuchus. So you're allowed to take him off the mizbeach in the middle, mitinu drinin, the avoida, to take him to Bezdin. Maybe we'll find for him a solution. The person over here has his limud zuchus. But let's say there is no limud zuchus. Let's say we have to just take him out to the gallows, to the execution location to kill him. Then, once he already is doing avoida, we don't take him off the mizbeach. We wait until he finishes the avoida. So the more now is going to make an analysis. Top line of the page. This person, shesafek, we have a safek yesh mamish bedvarav. Safek a mamish bedvarav. We have a doubt. We do not know if yesh mamish bedvarav. Safek a mamish bedvarav. We avoid the doicha Shabbos. And the avoida. What do we do? And we take him off the mizbeach. We do not know if the argument is a good argument. Yet we're going to take him off the mizbeach. Now the avoida doicha Shabbos, and avoida is more chomer than Shabbos because you're allowed to do avoida even on Shabbos. So how much more so are we allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save his life, a person who's under a mapeles, because Shabbos, kal v'chomer lebikuach nefesh, bikuach nefesh shedoicha es haShabbos. I don't understand what's going on over here. Let's give you Rashi. Rashi will explain. Avo l'hachayos kegoin. Shayodea lalamit chos alodim chinu bevezin lacharig v'avoid the chamura shadoich es haShabbos. Nevertheless, maspiko lahatzolas nefesh. It doesn't matter. Mafsika. We're going to stop the avoida. What is mochamer? What's mochamer? Shabbos or avoida? Avoida is mochamer. Why is avoida mochamer than Shabbos? Because avoida is doicha Shabbos. So avoida is you don't play around with avoida. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed you to do avoida hakabonis on Shabbos, it goes through that avoida is a very serious matter. How can you dare in the middle of the avoida stop the show? And say, stop. We have to go take him to Beis Din. You know why we take him to Beis Din? Because maybe we can save his life. This man who's doing the avoid in the Mizbech is a dead man. They paskin upon him. They paskin that this person has to be put to death. So as far as we are concerned, the person that's standing here on the Mizbech doing avoida, he's dead. He's a time bomb. His moments in this world are very limited. He is on the way to be killed. He broke loose. He went to the Beis HaMikdash, he's on the Mizbeach, he's bringing a carbon. Okay, so ordinarily we don't stop. Let him do the Avoida, let him finish the Avoida. But if we know that we have a Zuchus, and we can take him back to court, maybe we can save his life, we stop the Avoida smack in the middle and take him to Beis Din. How can you do that? Why don't we wait until he finishes the Avoida? There's nothing more chum than Avoida. Avoida is Doicha Shabbos. So first finish the avoida, and then we'll go take him to Beis Din to find the schos. And certainly, because we don't even know that it's a good schos, maybe it's nonsense. So you know, pikuach, it's like pikuach nefesh. Vayit in Rashi, there's no more Rashi. So back to the Gemara. Let's try to figure this out in the Gemara. Aval hachis afilu mi'al mizbeach. Now here comes the Gemara, the top line, the last two words in the top line. Umazeh, madach, this person, shesofik yesh mamish bedvarav, sofik in mamish bedvarav, and we're going to bring him to Beis Din, and we're going to stop the avoid in the middle, and avoida is a serious business, it's more chomer than Shabbos, because doicha Shabbos, avoida doicha Shabbos. So now, Levanusha, let's say a person is under a building collapsed, and we want to be mechal Shabbos. Should we push away the Shabbos in order to save his life? Kol shekein. Madach, we're going to push away avoida to save a person's life. Alachas kama v'kama, we're going to push away Shabbos to save a person's life. Because avoida is doicha Shabbos. Hear the word?
Say that one more time. If we're going to push away
avoida. What does it mean? What does it mean we're going to push away avoida to save someone's life? We're going to have them stop in the middle of the avoida. A person starts to do avoida. You don't stop. You don't stop. How do you know you don't stop? Prove to me.
But you're killing him.
We're not killing him. No, it's exactly what we're taking him to Bezin for Lamed Tzchus. There are three parts to this drash. Let's clarify. The first part is not really so relevant. This part two and three is more connected. The first part is we want to show a principle that when you start to do avodah, avodah takes time. There are four parts: Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. Once you start the process, you don't dare stop. Stopping in the middle of the avodah is like being Mechal Shabbos, so to speak. Right? Just like no one would give Mechal Shabbos, once you start the process of bringing a carbon, you do not stop under no condition. How do I know that? How do I know that it's a dover chomer ad ma'oid to stop in the middle of the avodah? The way we know that is if a person is chayiv misa, bezin paskin is chayiv misa, and they're taking him out to die, and he runs away, and he goes to the mizbeach, and he starts bringing a carbon. He does a shechita on a carbon. Stand down. Wait. Once he started the avodah, you have to let him finish the avodah. You can't stop the avodah in the middle. When he finishes the avodah, then what do? Then we'll grab him and we'll take him and kill him. So we see from this a principle. Once you start avodah, you don't stop. Yet, what happens? What happens if the person is chayiv misa and there's a person and he runs away and he's in the middle of doing the avodah? And there's a person now that knows a zuchus, a limud zuchus, to save his life. So he runs. Where is he? He's on the way to the gallows. Oh no, he escaped. He went to the Beis Hamikdash to bring a carbon, and they have him hot pursuit. They have the whole Beis Hamikdash surrounded. As soon as he finishes the carbon, they're going to kill him. And a guy walks in and says, "I have a zuchus for him." Okay, a zuchus. We're going to take him back to the base back to the Beis Din. And say over the zuchus, the people, the officers, they will go on the mizbeach and they'll take him off the mizbeach in the middle of the avoida to try to save his life. Right now he's on the mizbeach. He's bringing a carbon.
I got it.
We push away the avoida. Now between avoida and Shabbos, what's more chamor? Avoida is more chamor. The haraya, avoida is doicha Shabbos. So if we're going to push away avoida, call Shechina, we're going to push away Shabbat to save a person's life. Okay, so this is Rabbi Akiva. So far we have Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is from Baba Machteres. Rabbi Akiva learns from the case of Me'im Mizbechi Tikochenu Lamus. Me'im V'loi Me'al. When it's L'choiva. But L'zuchus Afilu Me'al. Afilu Me'al. And Avoida is Doicha Shabbos. Kol Shechein, we're going to be doicha Shabbos to save a person's life. It's a ganz chad gadi here. You hear the whole shtickle Torah?
Yeah.
Avalach hayoyis afilu me'al mizri ma'zeh she'sofeg yesh ma'amish bedvorov. Sofeg in ma'amish bedvorov. V'avoyde doicha Shabbos, nevoz doicha Shabbos, kal v'choymer, certainly the b'kuch nefesh, she'doicha Shabbos. Okay, that's two down. Now we go to number three. Remember, there were five people that was part of this conversation. Now we go to Nana Rabbi Elazar Yomar Ma Mila Madach Mila Shehi Echad Mimasayim Biarboim Ushmonei Vahardim Sheba Adam Doiches Hashabbos. How do you know that? Uvayoyim Hashmini Yimol Bisar Los of the Mashiach Afilu B'Shabbos Kal V'Choyim Luchol Gufoy Shedoiches Hashabbos. Okay, that's the drash. Look at Rashi. Rashi, ma mila shi tikun necha. It's only a tikun necha meyavod of shalodom. Doiches haShabbos to vishach yavin alecha koritz lach hazman kach shinuya b'tosef to the Shabbos. Weiter. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda oimer es shabsoy sai tishmoiru. You shall observe my shabsoy sai. Yochol akol afilu lebikuach nefesh. In other words, I would think that you should observe Shabbos even if you have a situation where Shabbos comes in conflict with bikuach nefesh. Tamlema ach es shabsoy sai tishmer ach is cholak. There are exceptions. when I tell you that you can go, when I tell you you go and you can you have to observe the Shabbos, there are exceptions. You don't have to observe the Shabbos if it's going to be. You do not need to observe the Shabbos if it's going against Pikuach Nefesh. Now we go to number four. Yoisi ben Yoisi for America. Kikoidesh Kikoidesh Shilochem. He misur biyatchem. It is given over to you. Kodesh Shilochem Shabbos is Kodesh Lochem. He misur biyatchem. Veloyatem misur biyado. Hear the drasha. He that Shabbos is in your hands, but not you are not in it, in its hands. Your life comes before it. Shabbos is in your possession. You're the balabas. But if your life is going to be in jeopardy because of Shabbos, that means you're in Shabbos' hands. Now we go to number five. Rabbi Yehudah Shimon Menasseh, Omer Hashem Reneshes HaShabbos, Amro Torah, guard the Shabbos, Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas, you shall guard the Shabbos. And we said before, Kidei Sheyishmor Shabbos Harbei, you'll be able to observe five, many Shabboses. If I was there, okay, so we have five different reasons given so far as to why you learn Michal Shabbos. And he comes along and he says that if I was present in this Maisha, I have another reason why he answered better than all the other reasons. Okay, over here, I'm talking over here to the Holy Rabbi. The Rabbi is in the base Medrash. He's by the Amud. He's by the Amud. The Rabbi over here is lining the Neros. He's the one who lights the Chanukah candles, and he's the one who lights the Ner Maravi, because he is the Ner Maravi. It says, you told us before. Amar Rava Lukulu Islu Pircha Bar Midushmul Less Lupircha. Why? Which one is Shmuel has no Pircha? Who's what did Shmuel say? Shmuel is the one that said he was the last one. He was the last one. Only Shmuel. Why? Rabbi Shmuel Dilma Kid Rava. Rabbi Shmuel Dilma Rava. My time of the Machteres Chazaka in other Mamid Atzmi Al Mamaynai. If you're a victim of a crime. If you're a victim of a crime, you're going to kill yourself. You're going to kill someone. The Mela, the person who's coming to attack you, knows that it's going to be Pikuach Nefesh. He's coming to kill. Vahai Meida Yoda Dekoy Li'ape. He knows that when he's discovered, the Balabayis is going to try to eliminate him. And therefore, he's willing to kill him. V'yara Ikoy Li'apoy Katil Nolei. V'yatar Omra Bo Lohargucha. Hashkem Lahorga. Okay, so this is Mordechai Mordechai Yisoid. There's no suffix. This is not a suffix Bikuach Nefesh. This is Vadai. This is not a suffix Bikuach. The Morris Shiloh over here was, how do you know a suffix? This is a Vadai. The guy's a murderer. The Bob Machter is the murderer, so it's not relevant to our discussion with the suffix. Next. The Ashkan Vadai. That's Vadai. Suffix Minolon. Rabbi Akiva Nami Dilma Kidi Abaya. Wait. The Hatar Amabola Hashkim Largoi. The Ashachan Vadai. And it turns out that it's a Vadai. How do you know Suffolk Minolan? How do you know when it's a Suffolk? What do we mean by that? Rashi. The Ashachan Mehocha da Oide Bibuch Nevish Machal. No, that's the wrong Rashi. Let's go by So, fact, all of these cases are only rayos of Vadai. You don't have a Nehechetimsa anywhere over here that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for a Suffolk Bikuach Nefesh. The Ashavad is Minolan, the Rikiva Nami Dilmoki the Abaya. The Yaman Abaya Mashun Lay Zugud Rabbonin Layda Imamish Bidvarov. Okay, now what does that mean over here? We give over a Talmidei Chacham to determine whether it's not a Suffolk. It's not a Suffolk because when the person says, I have a Zuchus, there's a fellow on the Mizbeach. and you come to the Beis HaMikdash and you say, don't kill him, don't, you come and you say, come, let's get him, let's, I have a zuchus to bring him back and not kill him. So what was the whole argument? The argument was, who says that your argument to keep him alive is a valid argument? Who says? So the answer is, it is a valid argument. Because the halacha is, when you go to go and take a person back to Beis Din, not to kill him, the argument already has been tested. And we know for sure that it's a valid argument. Masrinan lay zugud rabban lay da imamish bedvarav. V'yashkan vaday safik menolan. V'chul ashkan vaday safik menolan. All the other cases are also only cases of vaday, as Rashi said. So therefore, but the Shmuel, the only one that's ironclad, that is a gilui, that even a safik, vaday less lepincha. Shmuel was the last one that said, v'chai bohem v'lo shayamas. Am Ravina, v'yitim Rav Nachman Yitzhak, tov achad v'palpol l'chanifta m'mualit son of the kari. One sharp pepper is better than a whole basket of melons. Okay? It's like one fresh bagel is better than all the stale, you know what.
Nothing's better than a daftum. Fine. I get it now. Thank you very much.
Shkoch to you.
Thank you.